And turning now to church news, with the patronage of the Pontifical Council for Pastoral Healthcare, the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty held a day-long conference yesterday. Chris Altieri reports.
The one-day event took place at the Pontifical Gregorian University's Matteo Ricci Convention Center. Titled Health, Technology, and the Common Good, the conference brought together leading thinkers from the fields of technology research, commerce, industry, bioethics, and theology. In his opening remarks, President of the Pontifical Council for Pastoral Healthcare, Cardinal Javier Lozano Barragan, said when we speak about putting technology at the service of man, we are speaking of humanity as such and the common good in general.
How does moral theology throw light on technological capability?
Father Robert Sirico is the co-founder and president of the Acton Institute. He told us more about the goals of the conference.
You know, technology, it doesn't have a moral logic of its own. It needs to be led by something or someone. And so what we're trying to do is bring the best of moral thinking together with the best of economic and technological thinking to see how we can promote a good understanding of the common good in this regard.
One of the major issues facing thinkers from various fields is the question of what science really does and what scientists can legitimately claim regarding the human person. Cardinal Barragan said the theological vision of Catholic bioethics implies a profound structural dialogue with all sciences and technologies involved, with all the unifying ideas from the analyses made by the different philosophical and theological schools also in dialogue with other religions. I'm Chris Altieri.